that he learned, or French Carpenter learned some of his tunes from Ed Haley. Did Ed Haley play tunes at all like that? Not the way, but I mean those particular tunes.
I don't remember him playing that, of course.
But those lonesome kind of tunes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he played them. In fact, the matter on his record, what is it, The Wayfaring Stranger or something that he's got on there? It's that is pictorial of the way Ed played when he was sad. He could put more into that simple song with a fiddle than anybody I ever knew.
Mm-hmm.
But he was also a clippy fiddler. He played for...
A what fiddler?
A clippy, I mean fast.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He could play real fast and still... You know, make the tune sound good. He's pretty fabulous in his day of fiddling.
We're talking of Ed Haley, who was kind of like a, almost like an Earl Scruggs of the fiddle in a way, I suppose.
Yes.
From East Kentucky, or was he from East Kentucky originally?
Yeah, well, in that area, he was born, I think, at Logan, West Virginia, and he. Well, on Wilson gathered up some stuff about Ed Haley that I didn't even know, and my first brush was with Ed Haley when I was just a tyke, about 7 or 8 years old, and he was always on the streets of Ashland playing fiddle for money. He and his wife, she'd pick a mandolin, and the man was blind, but he was this real good fiddle player, and he managed to save... money that he would earn playing fiddle on the streets, and all of his family are very highly respected. He educated them, and his wife was quite educated. She had taught Braille in schools.